Let's get the news in full at 8 o'clock from Brian Jennings.
Political parties are today focusing on housing, the economy and healthcare as the general election campaign enters its final days. Tomorrow, the leaders of Fianna Fáil, Sinn Féin and Fine Gael will participate in a key RT debate ahead of voters going to the polls on Friday. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane.
The Fine Gael leader Simon Harris will today meet a number of small and medium businesses, with that party focusing on the economy and the potential risks of a transatlantic shock. Fianna Fáil will today reiterate its promise to build 12,000 social houses and 10,000 affordable homes every year. However, Sinn Féin is calling on the housing minister to, in their words, come clean and release the latest homeless figures in advance of Friday's election. The minister has said that there is an agreement in place since 2020 to publish the figures on the last Friday of the month in an effort to depoliticise them. The Social Democrats will publish its policy to provide greater supports for families, while People Before Profit will outline its plan for universal free healthcare. Labour is launching its Dublin Manifesto today, and the Green Party will announce details of its key priorities in the areas of arts and culture. Aonthu has vowed to keep the focus on accountability from government over what it terms the waste of taxpayers' money. Independent Ireland says that it will continue to highlight cost of living issues, housing and the challenges facing rural Ireland.
Talks aimed at finalising a global treaty to curb plastic pollution are underway in South Korea, with activists calling for an agreement to restrict production and waste. The world is producing far more plastic than it has the ability to process. Opening the event, the chair of the talks, Luis Valles Valdivieso, from the UN's Intergovernmental Negotiating Committee on Plastic Pollution, said the issue must be urgently addressed.
There is universal acknowledgement that this is a problem we must solve together proactively. Let us harness every tool of multilateralism, every ounce of creativity, and every moment of dialogue to overcome our differences and craft a treaty as ambitious as our collective will allows.
Over 200 Irish troops from the 124th Infantry Battalion, who served with UNIFIL in South Lebanon, will return home this morning following a six-month deployment. They will be met by their families and friends at Dublin Airport. Drawn from many different units across the Army and Air Corps, the majority of the 124th Infantry Battalion's personnel are drawn from the 7th Infantry Battalion based in Cathal Brua Barracks in Dublin. A cargo plane has crashed near Lithuania's Vilnius Airport, killing one person and injuring three others. The plane, which originated from Leipzig, crashed onto a house close to the airport runway in the Lithuanian capital. The cause of the crash remains unclear. A large fire has broken out at an industrial site in the Russian city of Kaluga. Authorities there say the fire was caused by falling debris from a Ukrainian drone, which was shot down. Kaluga is located hundreds of kilometres from the border between Russia and Ukraine. A man in his 40s is due to appear in court in Limerick today, charged in connection with the seizure of more than half a million euro worth of cocaine in Limerick City. A second man in his 60s, who was also arrested in connection with the seizure, remains in Garda custody. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant, from HVO biofuel compatible condensing boilers to heat pumps and underfloor heating. Trust Grant to heat your home. Visit grant.ie.
Today we'll bring a mix of sunshine and scattered showers, some heavy, with the slight chance of hail and a few isolated thunderstorms. Rather windy for a time, especially further north, but the winds will continue to ease. Highest afternoon temperatures of 7 to 10 degrees. And there's a warning that westerly winds will reach gale force 8 this morning on Irish coastal waters from Erishead to Malinhead to Strangford Loch.